Since we're close to the date of the longest night of the year, the rest of this program will be devoted to an orchestral piece called Night Skies. The composer is Catherine Hoover, a New York composer and flutist. She was born in 1937 in West Virginia. Night Skies is an orchestral tone poem which grew from Hoover's fascination with a singular watercolor by Henri Edmond Cros called Landscape with Stars. Cros was a French painter who lived from 1856 to 1910, and this particular painting hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where Hoover lives. She says, "Something about the bold splashing of yellow in the sky renewed my fascination with how art can give us an intense sense of a familiar sight or experience. I began thinking of various ways that the night skies affect me and how I could portray these experiences in sound. As I worked on this piece, I was also drawn to the nightscapes of Albert Pinkham Ryder, American 1847 to 1917, with their mysterious and haunting moons and hazy sensual forms. This influence is heard in the second section of the work. As I began the third and final area, however, I searched in vain for a similar visual reference and turned instead to the immense, dramatic, stormy sky as I have seen it in the Southwest, whirling and churning, then erupting in sudden surges." So, in the final movement, Catherine Hoover is remembering the Southwest the way Hillary was remembering the Welsh countryside in the last movement of her piece. Let's hear it now, Night Skies by Catherine Hoover, with Joel Eric Subin conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra.